Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September 26, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorothy Ray. Performance yesterday was a bit mixed. Leading the way to the downside was crude oil, down over 2.5%, 2.6 there. We saw small caps lead U.S. equities to the downside, down over 1%, along with emerging markets there. There's no change to the chart of EEM, even with that down day there. Most US equities are in negative territory. The NASDAQ 100, NASDAQ composite, only exceptions there. And gold was up 29 basis points. Taking a look at the chart of crude oil this morning, even with that down day, still didn't see it reverse down into O's. Is within one box of doing so, though. So move below the $69 level down into 68 would see it reverse into O's. Obviously, still continuing to monitor the support here in the mid 60s that we mentioned a few times before. Looking at the Russell 2000, still haven't seen a reverse into O's either, but also within one box, they're at 2180, so worth monitoring there. Middle of the trading band at 2160. Then from there, the NASDAQ 100, we saw move above that $20,000 level. This comes after it returned to a buy signal within the past week here at 19,700, now at levels we haven't seen since July of this year. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ composite gives a second consecutive buy signal with a break there at 18,100. From the indicator standpoint, we did see the 10 weeks, which measure the percentage of stocks trading above their 50-day moving average for the NYSE, reverse down into O's, still at elevated levels here, suggesting at least 6 out of every 10 stocks within the NYSE is trading above its 50-day moving average. But we continue to sort of hit a little bit of a barrier here in that 70% range. So worth keeping that in mind as far as the 10-week indicator. But this is a more active indicator than the bullish percents we often talk about. So worth keeping that in mind as well. As far as news this morning, we see Micron Technology reporting earnings yesterday, reported a beat and stronger guidance. Ultimately, we see it up this morning, reported after close, I believe. At this point, looking at where it's trading pre-market, currently trading right around this 110 resistance, 111 last I saw, so showing it may perk above it. If it can get above 112 here, it would be pretty notable as it would clear again that near-term resistance there at 110. Potentially look to pick up additional attributes here as it is currently up about 16% pre-market. So worth continuing to monitor Micron today, seeing some boosts for some other semis names as well on that front. CarMax, on the other hand, reported mixed earnings, missed on earnings per share, and sales were flat year over year. Other metrics were positive, but really we've seen these stocks sell off here pre-market, currently sitting at $70, now down to levels we haven't seen since June of this year. It's going to move into a negative trend, potentially see that PRRS chart reverse into O's as well, take out additional support here at 71 in the process. So seeing some notable downside out of KMX today after missing on earnings, or really reporting mixed earnings. Accenture did beat on earnings. They are up about 4.5% this morning, so showing the potential that it may reverse into a column of X's here. Currently trading right about this lower 350 levels, but worth bearing in mind to move above 356 as a second consecutive buy signal and would complete a bullish catapult for the stock there. From here, resistance in the lower 380 to mid 380 range there. This rally highs from March. Still a 2 for 5, but seeing some pretty notable upside and at least some positive near-term trending characteristics here for ACN. As far as another notable mover this morning, we saw NRG release a report that it increased its guidance for 2024. So seeing it up over 5.5% this morning, currently trading about the $94 level. So we'll move to a new all-time high for NRG there. Additionally, we see Southwest Airlines has been in the news in the past couple of days, had its investor day yesterday and announced that it was going to cut some routes to Atlanta, which is the world's busiest airport. So it wasn't the greatest reaction to that, as we saw the chart ultimately reverse into, or show that it may reverse into O's, as it was down yesterday pretty notably. But even they showing a rebound as they raised their guidance for the current quarter and announced a buyback plan. So at this point, seeing it rebound pre-market today up towards this $20 or $30 level, currently just shy of that and around the 20 980 level. It's worth keeping that in mind as a move above 31 is where we would see a return to a buy signal, but overall, Love and quite a few of the airlines are seeing low technical attribute names have seen United improve some, but generally speaking, a subsector that we continue to avoid. As always, if there's any questions about the video you have or a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.